Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Link Limited's Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to Mr. Agrawal.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to welcome you to Link Limited's Q3 FY25 result con call. We have with us Mr. Deepak Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Alok Jalan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Rohit Deepak Jalan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Uterus Advisors LLP, the company's IR advisor. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Jalan followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Deepak ji.
Thank you, Naveen. And good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm pleased to share our Q3 FY25 performance, highlighting our resilience, strong fundamentals, and continued progress towards expanding our portfolio and strengthening our market position. Despite short-term challenges, we remain on track with our growth strategy and innovation-led expansion into new product categories. In Q3 FY25, our operating income stood at 12,216 lakhs, a slight 1.4% dip compared to Q3 FY24. While our performance in this financial year, and more particularly in the Q3 FY25, has been moderate, this period has been one of strategic investment and groundwork for future growth. We have been actively engaged in seeding multiple initiatives that will drive long-term value creation. These include new product developments and introductions, expansion into adjacent categories, strengthening our export and e-com presence, and operationalizing key joint ventures. The Link segment remains a key pillar of our business, and while it saw a 3.4% YOY dip, this was primarily due to some legacy products maturing. However, we have already taken proactive measures to refresh and expand our product lineup, ensuring sustained momentum in the coming quarters. Pantone's recent launches witnessed a mixed response, as higher value products typically require longer adoption cycles. We remain confident that these products will gain stronger traction in the coming quarters. Despite the revenue softness, we have maintained healthy profitability. Gross profit rose by 2.9% year-on-year to 4,017 lakhs, with gross margin expanding to 32.9% from 31.5% last year. Operating EBITDA stood at 1,461 lakhs, maintaining a healthy 12% margin, while PAT stood at 872 lakhs with a strong 7.1% margin. A key part of our long-term strategy is the successful execution of our joint ventures, which are progressing as planned. The JV with Morris Korea is advancing well, and we anticipate benefits to start accruing from quarter two or quarter three of next financial year, once our new manufacturing facility becomes operational, which is expected within the same time frame in Kolkata. The joint venture with Mitsubishi remains on schedule, and as previously communicated, commercial production is expected to commence from July next financial year. The Indian stationery and art materials market is estimated at 38,000 crores, with the writing instrument segment accounting for about 13,000 crores, while our current TAM is less than 9,000 crore rupees, we are actively expanding into adjacent categories such as markers, mechanical pencils, calculators, etc., positioning Link for long-term multi-segment growth. We have an exciting product roadmap ahead. Markers and mechanical pencils are set for launch in Q1 FY26, further strengthening our presence in writing instruments. Link calculators, launched in Q4, cater to the affordable segment, expanding our customer reach. With India's stationery and art materials market projected to grow at a 13% CAGR, reaching rupees 72,000 crores by FY28, we see tremendous expansion opportunities. Key growth drivers include rising literacy rates, increasing purchasing power, and premiumization trends. Additionally, global per capita stationery consumption is nearly 9 times that of India, presenting significant untapped potential. With a robust export business, strong traction in e-com, and an expanding product portfolio, Link is well positioned for sustained long-term growth. We remain optimistic about the future and committed to delivering innovation, operational excellence, and long-term value for all stakeholders. Thank you. Over to Mr. Dujari.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate you joining us for the FY25 Q3 financial review. For Q3 FY25, our operating revenue was 12,216 lakhs, a YOY decrease by 1.4% from 12,396 lakhs in Q3 FY24. Operating EBITDA experienced growth, increasing by 4.9% year over year to 1,461 lakhs, with an operating EBITDA margin of 12%. PAT also improved by 15.3% year-on-year, reaching 872 lakhs and achieving a PAT margin of 7.1%. Operational efficiency remains strong, generating a cash flow of 4,200 lakhs from operations for the 9-month period. Further, our net debt was negative at 2149 lakhs, underscoring our focus on maintaining a resilient balance sheet. Looking forward, we are confident in achieving our projected medium-term growth revenue growth guidance driven by well-aligned strategic initiatives and robust business fundamentals. Now I request to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit himself or herself to a maximum of 2 questions. Time permitting, we shall revert for any further questions that you may have which remain unanswered. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. The first question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Bulgerock PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, for the opportunity. My question is, in one of the calls you mentioned that you want to become the fulcrum of industry.
Rushabh, your audio is not clear. Can you speak a little louder, please?
Yeah. So in one of the calls you mentioned that you want to become Colgate of pen industry. And with you, sir, great aspiration. This is a journey will be very difficult. So what steps are we taking to go towards that aspiration? What challenges will you face on this road?
Thank you for your question, which is quite relevant. We realize definitely, when I mentioned this, I meant that our distribution expanding to the non-stationary outlets, so reaching the general stores and FMCG stores and make our products available at those outlets. However, we realize that the ball pen category is very competitive, and the cost of reaching those outlets was really quite high. So we tweaked our strategy of rather serving more deeply our existing stationary outlets and expanding our expanding into other adjacent categories. Like, we were just focused on pens, but just being in the pens category could be challenging for growth. So we thought that it was wise that we must build a stationary portfolio rather than just being in the pens. But definitely the greater focus is still on the writing instruments, and we like to tread this path more cautiously and profitably.
The second part of the question: what challenges do you think we face in this journey?
So as I mentioned, that the challenge, it's a low entry barrier category, the pen. So there is an intense competition, and so it would be difficult to grow at our desired pace. This is what we realized, that just keeping our focus on pens could be not really worthwhile. So that's what I mentioned, that we thought that we must get into other categories. As I mentioned, that cost of reaching those non-stationary outlets is also very expensive. It does not mean that we are not trying to cater to them. We are also catering to them, but that aggressive plan is a little bit on hold.
Okay. The second question is, how the market shaping for us, sir? Could you please share your view? How? Hello.
Rishabh, again, we are in your audio.
Tell me.
How has the export market shaping for us, sir? Could you please share your views on how big it could be and where do we stand in the whole export market?
Okay, so Rohit is here, who looks after exports, and he'll give a brief on our export initiatives.
Hi, good afternoon. Rohit here. So on the export front, we are quite positive. We are on a double digit growth, and we are expected to grow this in the coming quarters. Our export business is distributed across the globe. So if you look at Latin America, North America, Eastern Europe, Africa, and even Asia Pacific. So some of our strong regions are Asia Pacific and Latin America. Lately, even USA, Mexico, that we've entered through a national distributor, has been showing positive and good results. So we opened a couple of new markets as well in the last quarter. That's Morocco and Indonesia and Turkey. So exports look quite positive, and
I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Chirag Pachisia from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Prerit. So in a previous call you mentioned that for FY26 the top line could become like a 600 crores, but I also remember last quarter we left it open ended. Do we still have it open ended, or have you put a number to it?
Well, looking at the numbers of the first 9 months of this financial year, the growth looks very moderate for the current financial year. Nevertheless, for FY26, we are still, expecting to meet what you mentioned, based on the seeding activities which I mentioned that we have done in in recent quarters. So we have a good lineup of the products which we have recently launched, plus new products in pipeline, and the benefits from the joint ventures. So yes, so that looks more than achievable, I would say.
And those will be the growth drivers, nothing else other than that, right? Whatever growth drivers that you mentioned,
So far, these are the growth drivers, yes.
And just confirming, the production will start in July 25, right?
Mitsubishi, yes. The commercial production is going to start from July 25.
Okay, can the numbers can be seen from Q2 FY26?
Yeah, so we should start getting benefit of the Mitsubishi JV from the second quarter itself. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Zaki Nasir, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. And I think the results have been slightly muted and slight negative growth since last quarter. Sir, do you think the general retail scenario has been slightly dragged? Is my question number one, sir. Number two is, you put out a very important statistic saying that India is about 10% of the per capita world consumption. Your thoughts on this, and how does it vary between the developed countries and the developing countries, sir?
So, Jakir bhai, first of all, sorry to disappoint you with the numbers. Yeah, the revenues, the dip is really not very, it's not that, we are really worried about that. Of course, we are not happy about this dip, and which could also be due to some stock adjustments at the secondary level. So I would not really assign it to, a general retail sentiment. I think there is good potential of writing instruments and stationery. It's just that we've had some bad overs. Yeah, that's about it. So far, the per capita consumption I mentioned, the globally, the stationery consumption is, the average stationery consumption is worth $3 in India, whereas the global consumption is about $26 per capita consumption, and it is as high as $100 per capita in developed countries like the US or Europe. So that's my
If I may add another small thing, sir, I think 3-4 quarters back, we were looking at expanding through the non-stationary outlet because we have a large footprint in terms of retail. I think I think it's a very important statement you gave about cost of retail. So your thoughts on this point, sir.
So, Rathibhai, you know, we are, as I have clarified in the past, you know, in the previous calls, that, you know, we reached up to 250,000 outlets, out of which, you know, about almost 150,000 outlets were non-stationary outlets. And we made a first sale to them. But, you know, the value of each transaction was very low. And our distributors were not really very eager to, you know, service those outlets. And so they, over the period, they became inactive. So we realized that, you know, yeah, we should not blindly keep on increasing the number of outlets which are not being, you know, serviced, you know, after once they are enrolled. But even though the cost is high, you know, cost of reach is high for such outlets, but we are talking to our distributors on a regular basis that gradually we can make those outlets active because the number is still very large. So we don't want to really ignore those outlets, but we are trying to find ways, you know, how we can service those outlets, keeping our costs low. So that's the strategy.
Thank you, sir, and best wishes for the company. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rakesh from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first question with respect to our gross margin. When I look at our gross margin, when I look at the average realization journey of Link Pen, it has grown very well. Be it Pentolic and non-Pentolic, it has grown to 6 rupees per 6 rupees per unit. But gross margin is not improving. And when I look at other players in the industry, they are doing higher gross margin and their realization are also around us, like 5.7, 5.8. Any reason for that?
So, if you compare to our peers, definitely the gross margin, yeah, we still have room in increasing our gross margins. But, you know, one significant difference is that, you know, the peers which you are, you know, mentioning, it's mostly their in-house production, whereas in our case, it is a kind of a 50-50 model. So 50% of our production is in-house while 50% is outsourced. So there would be some, you know, you can understand the, you know, some difference between their margins and our margin.
That is the only reason, or there are other reason also with respect to the like the ink also or the tip of the pen, everything is manufactured, other players, everything manufactured in-house. Can that be the reason?
So, you know, not all our peers are you know, producing the tips in-house. So some of them are producing, and so, and there is not much delta in the tip, you know, production versus, you know, outsourcing. So yeah, there would be some difference, but not very significant. And ink is, you know, outsourced by all the pen companies.
Okay. And sir, second question with respect to the others, like you have mentioned in the opening remarks that we have also realized that pen segment, to grow at higher rate, we have to go into other adjacent categories like stationery, others to grow at higher because the same salesperson is going in order and he can, by doing more products, he can bring more sales. Right. So I just wanted to know what we are doing in that segment to increase our product portfolio or the sales. Currently, what is the share of other products in the total sales and what we are doing with this other segment?
So currently, the contribution of non-pen would be less than 10%. So which is quite, you know, lopsided, I would say, towards the core category. So I think ideally, you know, we are looking at least in the medium term, 70-30 kind of a ratio. So we are, there are several products under development, and as I mentioned in my opening remark that we have recently launched a link calculator. So that is something, and apart from that, of course, there are several other
participants. Please stay connected. The line for the management drops. Thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. Rakesh, kindly proceed.
Sir was answering the call. Mr. Jalan was answering.
Right, yeah. So as I mentioned that, yeah, of course, we are looking at several product categories in the adjacent space, and link calculators is one of them. And even in the writing instruments, we were not present in some of the subcategories like the markers and mechanical pencil, which we have, you know, either going to launch very soon or some of them have already been launched. So ideally, we like to have the contribution to increase from less than 10% to 30% from the non-pen category.
Okay. I said, what will be the margin profile in these products like non-stationery? It will be equivalent to pen margins or it will be lesser or higher?
Honestly, you know, it will be little lower because these non-stationery and non-pen categories are mostly outsourced.
Okay. So if you allow me, I have one more question. Can I go ahead?
Yeah, please do. Please do. Yeah, sure.
Thanks, sir. So recently we have found, we have witnessed in the market, in the channel, that other players have entered into the market, which went into non-pen category earlier, and they have entered into a lesser price range also, like a 5 rupees price range, which was not prevalent after COVID, but during COVID, after COVID has come back. And other players which are not listed have also come into a 5 rupees pen range, and the competition has intensified. Your thoughts on that?
Actually, you see, you know, after we launched Pentonic, the industry actually moved towards the 10 rupee and above pens. But as you rightly mentioned, that some of our peers, they have they found the below 10 rupee price segment as low hanging you know, fruits, so they went into that price segment quite aggressively, even though the segment is less profitable. While you know, our endeavor is to develop you know, products which are more value added, you know, we have definitely you know, refocused on the legacy products under Link brand, which are mostly below 10 rupee you know, price point, and we are reviewing our you know, portfolio of the you know, below 10 rupee price point without any new investment, and trying to you know, reintroduce some of them which are profitable for us.
So just to clarify the point, we are with respect to the Link pen brand, we are working on the 5 rupees price point. Correct understanding? Is that understanding correct?
Right. Absolutely. So we have actually reintroduced you know, three products which we had in the past, not really, we had actually discontinued, but we did some cost engineering and then reintroduced three products at that price point without any new investment.
Okay. And sir, currently, what is the share of the...
Thank you. I request to all the participants, kindly restrict to two questions per participant. Next question is from line of Himanshu Padhyay from Baljurok PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, audible?
Yeah. So this question was related to trying to expand beyond pens category. Okay. So yeah. we started
experimenting with dairy products also, okay? Bringing them from China and trying to sell. What were our learnings from that whole exercise? And how are we fine-tuning the basket of products we want to bring with the Delhi brand and focus to sell in the country? Because Link calculators, there were initially Delhi calculators also we were trying to sell. So some thoughts on what type of...
Definitely a pertinent point. You know, so Delhi, for example, Delhi calculators, we are pitching against Casio. So Casio is a number one brand in calculators, as you know, and we are pitching Delhi calculators against Casio, so which means that they are slightly on the price range of Casio. While Link calculators, we are targeting the lower segment, which could not be targeted by Delhi brand. So these Link calculators, which are produced in India, are targeted at lower end brands like Orpet or Orivo. So it's just like Link and Uniball or Pentonic and Uniball. Uniball is at the higher price point, while Link and Pentonic, they are in the mass price segment. Similarly, Link calculators are at the mass price segment, while Delhi is at the higher price point.
And also, what were our learnings from that Delhi exercise? And how do
Sorry. So we continue to distribute Delhi, and they have a huge portfolio. And so there is a learning, we are learning quite diverse categories within the stationery. And so some of the popular products, as I've mentioned in the past, that calculators is one of them. Then there are scissors. Then there are some desk items, and there are glue sticks, and so on. There is a large category. So yes, we are still trying to expand our distribution of Delhi products, and more particularly, we are getting good feedback in the e-commerce, for Delhi products, because we are able to, list, Delhi products in the e-com and able to, present our range to our potential customers.
And one more question on this only. Any specific view on staplers as a category of product? Because the market leader has a dominant position and nobody is there in besides that leader in that particular category.
Even yesterday, last evening, we were discussing about this this category, and as you rightly mentioned, there is only one manufacturer in India, who has kind of a monopoly. Definitely it would not be easy for any, at least for Link to really get into that category in the immediate future. And we are not looking at that right now. I don't know what our other peers are thinking about that, but
The question was with regard to Delhi product profile. Do they have that category, and can we bring and sell it in India? Like many of the categories where we are fighting with Delhi, there are large number of players and highly intense competition is there. That was the question.
We have staplers in Delhi brand, and we are distributing also, but definitely the volumes are much smaller than the leading brand. So that's why I didn't really mention about staplers, but you are absolutely right that there is a potential in this category, and we believe that we would be able to leverage that through our e-com business, because in the general trade it's really very competitive. So definitely after importing the price is not as competitive as the leading brand here, but we have some products which are more value added, and we are getting some traction in these staplers also. But I'm sure it will take some time to really build on that category.
Thanks. I have a few queries. I'll join back in.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Saurabh Shroff from QRC Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. I had two questions I wanted to ask. One is related to the volumes. I've seen that the volumes have fallen from Q2 to Q3 by almost 5 crore pens, and especially a 30% drop in Link. But on this, at the same time, the realizations of Link pens have gone up from 4.4 rupees to 6.5 rupees. So what is the reason behind that, and what is driving the realizations to grow so much and the volumes to fall?
So, the volumes, the fall, the reason of falling volume in Link segment is mainly, you know, some of our legacy products which we've been selling for last more than 20 years. So there is some redundancy, you know, like you can call it a, you know, like the maturity of the life cycle, you know, maturity. So that is the reason of fall in the Link segment. But nevertheless, as I mentioned, that we've recently launched three products we have relaunched in Link in the price segment of 5 to 6 rupees. So we are likely to make up that loss in the Link segment. And the reason of improved ASPs also because of higher exports. So the contribution of exports has increased, and as you know that our average selling price as well as margins in exports are better than the domestic.
So how much better are the realizations in exports than in the domestic sector?
In the range of 5 to 10%, that's the...
And another question is, so the Pentonic realization is now, the average realization for the last 9 months is lesser than the company average realizations. So does that mean that the Link realizations will eventually come down, or will Pentonic be in the similar range to the average company realizations?
So the Pentonic average realization should increase because, you know, as I mentioned in my opening remark that, you know, we've launched several new products in Pentonic portfolio at price range of 20, 30, 40. And they are taking a little longer time, to get the desired, you know, traction. So we are heading for a better realization going forward in the Pentonic portfolio.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jaspreet Arora from Equentis PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Wanted to check on the volume growth that overall we've done for the quarter, which is 3Q on a YY basis and for 9 months.
Just a minute. Let me have the volumes.
I see absolute volume of 1367 lakhs, but the YOY number is not there.
YOY number is not there?
Did
you talk of the quarter or the full year?
Both for the quarter, which is the third quarter, and 9 months on a YOY basis.
Yeah, yeah.
5237 versus 5216.
9 months.
9 months, yeah.
Okay, and the third quarter last year?
Yeah,
third
quarter last year was
1737. Okay. So maybe that was a question that was being asked earlier. So we've dropped from 1737 to 1367.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's like a steep fall. You mentioned some reasons attached to this, but is this the reason attributed for such a steep fall? you have to withdraw products, I think. Is that what I heard?
No, it's not withdrawal. It's just that, as I mentioned, that, you know, some of the legacy products, you know, their the life cycle maturity reason. So that was the main reason. And, of course, some stock adjustments at the secondary level could be the other reason. So these are the main reasons. And as I mentioned that, you know, in this coming quarter, you know, we are likely to neutralize this degrowth because we have introduced some products in the 5-6 rupees, reintroduced some products in Link portfolio.
Understood, got it. And just to understand the three brands. So you've mentioned the six rupees plus as the average gross realization. How does it stack up across the three brands, Link, Uniball, and Pantonic? The same 6 rupees.
Uniball will be around 40 rupees.
Sorry, can you come closer to the speaker?
Uniball would be around 40. Yeah.
Okay.
Link would be
4.6
for the 9 months. And Pantonic would be 6 rupees. So yeah.
Okay, okay. And Uniball is obviously the which is less than five. The volume wise it's the lowest, but
lowest,
bulk
yeah.
of yeah, and the other two are the highest. So Link is the highest, and which is at 4.6, followed by Pantonic.
Right. Yes, right.
That's how the. I was just so one question was around this you know, the growth beyond pens, and I think you covered it you know, by saying you're trying to look at a lot of other products categories within the stationery market. But broadly within pens, I mean, just would it be right to say that new product introductions and, you know, price in the inflation and all of that would be the real growth drivers? Because it seems like this industry doesn't have any volume growth left at the industry level. So maybe a little bit of market share gains, if at all. But yeah. Per se, the pens market doesn't seem to be growing. In fact, even it, you know, what's your sense in the last, my sense is whatever will happen in the last 3 years, I'm sorry, the next 3 years, we'll have to keep in mind what has happened in the last 3 years, because the next 3 years cannot be radically different from what has happened in the last 3 years. So just your sense on the industry growth outlook of pens over the next 3 years.
So, well, you know, of course the market estimates are that, you know, the category growth is, of course, it is slightly stunted, but it is still more than 5%. So could be around 5 to 6%. But definitely the growth will come mainly from the premiumization. And of course, we are also looking at gaining market share from the competition. So, yes, in the domestic market, yeah. So these are the growth drivers we are looking at.
Thank you. Jaspreet, may I request you to come back for a follow-up question?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from Bulgerock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hi, yes.
Yeah, hi. Sir, are all...
So the line for the participant dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. We move on to the next question. Next question is from the line of Priyankar Sarkar from Square 64 Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, quick question again pertaining back to the five rupees price point by competition. So do you think this is temporary in nature that the competitors are undercutting of price?
Well, I won't like to make a remark on that, you know, so it may be temporary for a, you know, a not very long period, but it can be temporary for, a medium term, yeah, because we feel that the 5 rupee price segment is a shrinking, you know, segment. So, and that's the reason that, you know, our focus was more on the 10 rupee and above price segment. So, as I mentioned that, yeah, since, you know, for the new entrant, it is a low-hanging fruit. Yeah, in a way you can say that, but we are still, you know, as I mentioned that, you know, we have, we are reviewing our 5 rupee, 6 rupee portfolio so that, you know, we can counter, you know, this competition.
Got it. So the other follow-up question is, the new areas where we are entering, are we undercutting price in the competition, in the areas where the other competitors are present? For us, for example, a calculator, are we underpricing in order to gain market share over there?
Not really. So we are keeping, you know, our decent margins, and so we are not really much on the price cutting, but maybe in some categories, temporarily we may have to have some aggressive pricing or promotion.
Okay. So last question from my end. For our non-pen category, are we reaching all the outlets that the pen category is present in?
Yes.
A large part of it, rather?
Yeah. So, you know, the same salesman is, you know, carrying those non-pen categories. And so we are pitching to all the outlets, you know, which we are reaching. But, you know, honestly, it takes time to, you know, introduce a new product, which is a non-pen. So it's taking a little longer time, but yeah, so, but we have to leverage the same outlets and the same network.
So, sir, as of now, what would be the ratio? How much has the non-pen reached out of the entire network? Any ballpark figure?
I think about what? 15,000 outlets?
Okay, so we have ample room for that to grow.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next follow-up question is from Lana Rushabh Shah from Bulgerock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Oh, sorry, the line is on the screen.
Rushabh.
So we entered rupees 30 and 40 price points. So how large is the market at these price points? Can these be a 5 million pieces yearly sales type of price points for us?
I couldn't get your second part of it.
I'll repeat the question. We entered 30 and 40 price points.
Right.
How large is the market at these price points? And can these be a 5 million pieces yearly sales type of price points for us?
So it's not difficult to reach 5 million annual volume. I mean, it's within our projections. So far, 30 to 40 rupee price point currently is not very big, but, you know, as I've mentioned even in our previous calls that, you know, there is a trend of premiumization. So, you know, Pentonic, you know, like helped increase the price point from 5 to 10 rupees. Yeah, and similarly, we are now trying to upgrade our customers from 10 to 20 or 10 to 30. So that is the endeavor. And we have observed that, you know, if the same customer who has come to buy a 5 rupee or 10 rupee pen, and if he if he is presented with a 30 or 40 rupee pen, if he likes, you know, he does not hesitate to buy that product. So we need to expand this price point, and that is our endeavor.
Okay. So my next question is, you know, main thing in our business is distribution. So what are we doing on those lines to make it better and penetrate into more tier 2, tier 3 cities?
So, our presence is actually all over, and the best way to increase distribution is appoint, you know, new distributors and reach more outlets. So that is an ongoing process, and we continue to increase the number of stockists and number of retailers. So that is an ongoing process.
Just a small follow up on this one. How many have you added in the past 2 to 3 years?
So just to refresh, in case you didn't hear my last conversation. So we in the last 3 years, rather last 4 years, we reached a level of about 250,000 outlets, including the non-stationary outlets. But as I explained that, out of which about 150,000 outlets were non-stationary outlets, which were the transaction value was very small. So those outlets became inactive over the period because the distributors were not very keen to supply to those outlets because of the low transaction value. So currently we are, the active outlets are about 100,000 outlets. And so as such, there has been no increase, if you say lately. It's just that, we are trying to make, these 250,000 outlets which are enrolled, trying to make, some of them active, like every month. So that is the process we are, going on.
Sure, sir. Thank you. I'll get back.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the afternoon. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jalan for closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you. And, I will ask Mr. Sancheti to, make a closing remark.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. And really appreciate the participation. Thanks from the management side. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and you may now disconnect lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.